Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Shagun Chopra with the World News. The headlines. India steps up efforts to trace and rescue Indian nationals stranded in Nepal due to flash flood. 290 Indians among nearly 1,300 missing people. Death toll rises to 359. Nepal Barrier Lake near confluence of Chochen Kola and Purepusanko rivers face high risk of breach over the next 3 days. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to embark on a four-day visit to Uzbekistan and Kyrgyzstan from Saturday. India to seek greater Japan market access for basmati rice in SEPA review, says Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal. And in men's cricket, second test between India and host Sri Lanka ends in draw. Visitors clinch series 1-0. And now the news in detail. India has stepped up efforts to trace and rescue Indian nationals stranded in Nepal due to the flash flood tragedy. Death toll in yesterday's massive flash floods in Nepal has reached 359 as authorities race against time to find thousands of missing people, including 290 Indians. Authorities in Tibet and Nepal have reported over 1,300 people missing as of today. Out of these, many are foreigners. Both authorities reported that people from more than 30 countries are missing. The External Affairs Ministry has said that 84 Indian nationals have been rescued so far in Nepal. These include 63 workers of the Trishuli One project as well as 21 people from Tamil Nadu. The ministry said that contact with 290 Indians have not been established so far. Addressing media in New Delhi today, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, the Indian Embassy in Kathmandu is in touch with the project authorities to collect information as communication lines in the affected area have been disrupted. Mr. Jaiswal said the Indian authorities are making all possible efforts in coordination with the Nepalese authorities to establish contact with the stranded Indians and ensure their safety.
Prime Minister yesterday spoke to the Prime Minister of Nepal, conveyed our deepest condolences, conveyed that India stands in solidarity with people of Nepal, as also offered all possible humanitarian assistance from our side.
Mr. Jaiswal said, India has sent more than 47 tons of emergency relief supplies aimed at supporting Nepal's ongoing rescue and relief operations. He said that India is also mobilizing Bailey bridges to assist in rescue and relief efforts. Mr. Jaiswal said that government has set up a control room in the Ministry of External Affairs, which will function round the clock. He said Indian embassies both in Kathmandu and Beijing have also set up 24/7 helplines. On the Indian nationals stranded on the Chinese side, Mr. Jaiswal said that Indian embassy in Beijing is making all efforts for their safe evacuation.
The Chinese side, a number of Indians who had gone on the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra are currently stranded on the Chinese side. Our embassy in Beijing is making all efforts for their safe evacuation. There are approximately 200 Indian nationals there who have sought our assistance for evacuation. Of them, 95 are in Darchan and currently proceeding to Hilsa to cross over into Nepal. 4 are in Geelong city, 13 Zutulpuk, and they are en route to the town of Saga, and 60-70 others who are also heading towards Saga. Our mission is in touch with local authorities and they are doing their best for their rescue and evacuation.
The Ministry of External Affairs has set up a round-the-clock control room in New Delhi to assist people. The control room can be contacted at +91 11 2308 8718, +91 11 2308 8719. For WhatsApp calls and messages, +91 9968291988 can be contacted. The emergency contact numbers of the Indian Embassy in Kathmandu are +97 9851316807, +97 9709107500, and 97 981032 6117. The flash floods were caused after an avalanche blocked the flow of the Lendh tributary of the Bhote Koshi and first hit Timur near Nepal's border with China at Rasuwagadi. A barrier lake formed near the confluence of the Chochenkola and Purepu-Sangpo rivers in Nepal could face a high risk of breaching over the next 3 days. According to China's Ministry of Water Resources, the lake held an estimated 2 million cubic meters of water as of today morning and was already overflowing. The ministry also warned that another 3 million cubic meters of water could enter the lake over the next 3 days, posing a high risk of a breach. China National Daily reported that authorities are closely monitoring the situation while conducting flood simulations and risk assessments to prepare for a possible breach and facilitate emergency rescue operations. This is Akashwani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a four-day visit to Uzbekistan and Kyrgyz Republic starting this Saturday. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, External Affairs Ministry Secretary West Sibi George said, on the first leg of his visit, the Prime Minister will undertake a two-day state visit to Tashkent in Uzbekistan at the invitation of the President of Uzbekistan, Shavkat Mirziyoyev.
Discussions are expected to cover a wide range of areas of mutual interest and identify new avenues for strengthening bilateral cooperation, including trade and investment, critical minerals, healthcare, business-to-business engagement, education, space, technology, culture, and people-to-people exchanges. This engagement will provide an opportunity to highlight the long-standing cultural ties between India and Uzbekistan, as well as the important role of academic and people-to-people exchanges in further strengthening bilateral relationship.
From Tashkent, the Prime Minister will travel to Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan, to participate in the 26th Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit on 31st of this month at the invitation of the President of Kyrgyz Republic, Sadar Zaparov. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said India will seek greater market access for basmati rice in Japan during the review of the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, while also exploring opportunities to expand exports of processed food products. A report.
Addressing the Investors and Business Roadshow in Osaka today, Mr. Goyal responded to industry concerns over increasing basmati rice exports to Japan, noting that rice is a sensitive sector in Japan. He said India would engage with the Japanese government during the CEPA review to explore greater cooperation and market access in the food sector. He also highlighted the significant potential for Indian exporters of processed food products, provided they comply with Japan's stringent quality and safety standards. The minister concluded his four-day visit to Japan yesterday after holding a series of high-level engagements in Tokyo and Nagoya. Anuja Kumar for World News.
U.S. lawmakers today reintroduced legislation aimed at tightening sanctions on China-based entities accused of supporting the production, trafficking and sale of fentanyl and its precursor chemicals. The bipartisan CCP Fentanyl Sanctions Act was reintroduced by the House Select Committee on China as Washington steps up pressure on Beijing over its alleged role in America's opioid crisis. The bill targets Chinese chemical manufacturers, online vendors, and other entities accused of profiting from the illicit synthetic narcotics trade. The Baloch Yagjeti Committee today accused Pakistani security forces of enforced disappearances, arbitrary detentions, and forced evictions in the Shadikot area of Balochistan. In a statement, the rights organization alleged that in May this year, personnel from the Pakistani army and military intelligence rounded up residents and detained a large number of people. The BYC claimed those detained were subjected to violence and degrading treatment, with around 40 people allegedly forcibly disappeared and taken to a military camp near the Shadikot Dam. In men's cricket, second and final test between India and host Sri Lanka ended in a draw in Colombo. Sri Lanka reached 429 for 9 in their second innings, taking a lead of 216 runs on fifth and final day before both captains agreed to call off the match. Despite the draw, the Shubman Gill-led side clinched the two-match series 1-0. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India steps up efforts to trace and rescue Indian nationals stranded in Nepal due to flash flood. 290 Indians among nearly 1,300 missing people. Death toll rises to 359. Nepal barrier lake near confluence of Chochenkola and Purepu-Sangpo rivers face high risk of breach over the next 3 days. And in men's cricket, second test between India and host Sri Lanka ends in draw. Visitors clinch series 1-0. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. Stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.